Hebrew words here in verse 40 also imply, but you can't go to any historian that doesn't say that the dynamics that brought the Soviet Union down was an alliance that was formed between the United States and the Vatican. And in that historical testimony that you will find, you'll see that what the United States brought to the table was its military and economic strength. And this characteristic of the United States has even been more amplified for us if we're willing to see it. What is it, 9 months ago, 10 months ago, at September 11th, because the two points of attack on the United States that took place was its military strength and its economic strength. The prophecy is crying out at us right now that the role that the United States has been predicted to play since Revelation 13 was written a couple thousand years ago, the role the United States was going to play is taking place. And these are the characteristics of the United States. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason that when I started in this presentation that I tried to emphasize present truth was when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989 in fulfillment of this verse, the collapse brought about by the King of the North, spiritual Babylon, and an alliance with the United States. When that took place, it was designed by God that God's people would see this and a revival would take place. Now, the dynamics of that revival, how it would take place, we'll look at in a moment. There's a formula in this verse that allows the Holy Spirit to bring revival into your heart. If you will see the truth there and understand the implication, revival takes place. But I want you to see that this verse is a verse that is present truth. It's one of the most important verses in the Bible from that perspective. This is a truth for this time. And here's what I mean. This truth, in the truth in this verse, takes what Adventism has understood as truth for 150 years and instantly turns it into present truth. Because, brothers and sisters, we have been preaching for 150 years that at a certain point in time, the United States would start to command the whole world to do what it wanted to do. And we're seeing it on a regular basis today. Nobody denies it today. You can get articles in magazines, off the internet, listen to presentations on the television or the radio on where they're calling the United States an empire today. They're comparing it to the Roman Empire. It's the only superpower in the world. Well, what historical event put the United States in that position that fulfills Revelation 13, where it's now doing